We are the latest generation of hackers. We grew up playing video games. We were the ones who looked for all the hidden items and figured out cheat codes. We saw what computers could do and thought, I think we can do more. We heard of hackers from mass media and thought, I want to know exactly how to do what they do. Even as these hackers were made out to be criminals, we still wanted to learn. We eventually found out that hacking is not evil, which settled better with our morals. We're here to share and educate. We are BaseNet Radio.
So that, like...
world, this is Slick Zero, your host. With me today for episode 15 of BaseNet Radio would be Morbid, DMAD, Echo, and Silent Slade.
This is
a full crew.
Yeah, sure.
Is it the first time we've all been on with once?
No, not recently.
It's been a while. It's been a while since we were all on at the same time.
At least in person.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing. Anyway, we have a multiple sections that can fill this show, most with no content, though, but we do have content. One section with more content than normal.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of misnomer right now. But anyway, any reproduction or retransmission of this material is...
encouraged.
Give it away. That's why this MP3 is available for download at our website, which would be basenet.slickzero.net. And only this MP3. Maybe a few more. Maybe I'll keep three up at once, but I'm not keeping the entire archive up anymore. Can anybody here guess why?
We got owned.
No, I wouldn't say we got pwned.
It was just a stupid little tool.
Yeah, it was... somebody decided to, like, cost me...
Not that we're after you, though, so it's okay.
No, we're not going after whoever did it, because I don't feel like going on a wild goose chase to some, like, box that actually got pwned in Belgium with some, like, it's some Windows 98 box.
Exactly, so don't worry, we're not going after you, don't worry. I'm not researching your, All right, moving on.
Yeah, but... okay, so we're probably not going to leave the high quality up on the site either. We're probably going to podcast with the 32.
Yeah, do the low quality.
Yeah, exactly, because I usually...
Well, we were running out of bandwidth per month anyway,
What
so.
About RAM?
Yeah, we weren't running out of bandwidth. We didn't... We just about hit the halfway mark.
Slick, yeah. I'm sorry I'm clipping, but what about RAM?
What about RAM?
I hear the big news.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yes, we're on Rant now, aren't we?
Yes. People who are listening to this as we
speak. Hello, Rant.
Hey, how you doing?
Available on Rant.
Where's the alcohol?
Yes, in celebration, we're kind of downing them out. Yeah, and it's Memorial Day currently, so.
Okay. Anybody? Better make those over to Slick?
Not yet.
Okay.
Add some ice to that shit. That shit's warm.
The ice is away, and I don't want to get up.
Lazy. Put it right next to the ass coffee.
Oh, there we go. Yes, we're going all out today. We're going all out.
You should just take the top off and have it sit in the ice coffee.
Wow. That would make sense because that ice coffee is just gross. But anyway,
okay,
moving on. So, what do we got?
Well, I was gonna say like what goes on with the website as it is,
right?
Since there may be changes.
Okay.
Do not buy anything from Kanaka.com for bandwidth. They have a great deal, which is 400 gigs for like $10 a month for 1 year, and it goes down to $8 a month if you sign a contract for 2 years. I didn't do that. I only did the 1 year plan.
Good idea.
400 gigs. That's not bad for $10 a month.
Right.
But each gig over is $6.
Ow.
This month I used 840 some odd.
That's twice what you're allowed.
Yeah, do the math. It's like, it ended up being like 2,600 something. 2,600
bucks! Great!
Yeah. But
lovely. Let's fuck that.
We're accepting donations.
That's not a bad idea, but...
I'm sorry to interrupt. Are you actually paying that amount?
I don't know. I haven't contacted Kanaka yet. But, yeah, don't buy from them. $6 a gig over a bandwidth limit is kind of...
Well, what are the chances of them actually getting owned like us? You know what I mean?
The chances of who actually getting owned like us?
Everybody that actually buys bandwidth from you guys.
I don't know.
Just a thought.
It depends, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Why would you want to ruin somebody else's business?
So that yours can succeed?
But that's, you know, all right, that's all another right. topic.
All right, that's
there.
Another
and
topic
on the side note, I'm opening a business which,
Wow.
Okay.
A new radio show. Wow.
So
Death
weird.
Radio.
Sorry, Morbid.
Yeah, you can't. It's hard to hear me, too, but that's okay.
It's the setup.
So anyway, first section?
Anyone?
Why not?
Well, you tell us.
Okay. First section. This would be the email section of our show, and we didn't get any emails except for stuff saying, yo, your site's down. Yo, your site's down. Well, yeah, that's because I didn't want to pay any more than I'm already paying, so I took it down temporarily. Then I put the site back up with,
no links to anything.
No links to the MP3s.
Anything important.
Because that was...
Just VST, I think.
Because that's what they were DOSing. They were just DOSing the MP3 archive. Nothing else. Kind of interesting. But yeah, that was all the email we got. Now it's time for, another section already, so quickly, huh? Shall we get on?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, will do. This would be the distro of the week.
What? Fuck! Damn it!
Yeah, you might want this mic pointing towards you.
All right.
As you shout these...
obscenities?
I yes. spilled my beer.
Lick it up.
All right. Echo, Echo, tell us what's up.
First distro of the week that I'm doing today would be Vita Linux.
What?
I checked Vita, V-I-D-A.
Ooh, nice.
I checked the archive and it's not there. That means I can do it.
Okay.
Unlike WAPIX, which was supposed to be next until I was informed I can't do it anymore.
Because
it's already been done.
Karathi did it, yeah.
Fuck you, Karathi. But, all right.
Oh.
Vita Linux is a Linux for you Gentoo users who are really lazy or couldn't get Gentoo to work the first 10 times you did it. It's a stage 3 install with the GUI, running an Anaconda GUI. It's nice. It installs everything, unfortunately. It ends up being like a... little over a gig and a half or so.
Yeah.
But it's pretty good. It detected, actually, my... I got OpenGL working with it, like, out of the box, which took me forever to get with any other OS.
Mm-hmm.
I did, so that made me pretty happy. It's running Gentoo, so, you know, you have to emerge everything from source, yada, yada, yada.
Ew.
Hey, I'm a fan of emerging everything from source. My computer runs faster when I do that.
Do you know how many problems I just got with this box, updating it for maybe, like... status from like 2 months ago when it was last updated?
I don't even know what you're running on there.
Dude.
I just see boxes.
Well, XMMS doesn't work.
Use Beat Media Player. I had problems
Beat
with
Media
that.
Player doesn't work.
Never. Use Unplayer.
Yeah.
Running out of options.
There's no Perl plugin for controlling Mplayer through sound level. Because I would use the XMMS Perl plugin.
Right.
Which controls the level, brings the software volume down as I hit the button here. Now I'm doing everything manually on the mixer.
Woo, mixers! So,
yeah, I'll just do it this way from now on.
Or until you get it fixed.
Yeah. Anyway, how about that distro?
Yeah, I enjoyed it while I was using it, but I went straight into Gentoo because of its customizability. Is that a word?
Yes.
Yeah, all right, cool. Yeah, you know, you can make instead of 1.5, 1.7 gigs, you know, you can bring it down to 200 megabytes if you want. All right, so I enjoy it. You can get it at VLOS something something. Google it. Yeah, it's really annoying to find. Sorry, I don't have the link offhand. The next one is called, I think it's Puppy Linux. Yeah, it's called Puppy Linux.
Isn't that a bootable USB thing or something?
Yeah, it's another...
Do you remember checking that out on my own once?
It looks pretty nice, except for its crappy name.
And the horrible picture that they gave it.
You know, just so you guys know, you can find all these distros on DistroWatch. Puppy Linux is a small Linux. Its live CD is only 60 megabytes, you know, which can be put on... it says you can put everything on a flash drive, zip USB, blah-de-blah-de-blah. It's, and I quote from the site, blindingly fast, incredibly powerful, amazingly tiny, 60 megabyte live CD. It's pretty much, it looks like one of those Linuxes that you run.
Those usually aren't good features to have.
Yeah, alright, if you don't want a computer that works well. It looks like it's one of those Linuxes that you use when you don't have a hard drive, because it includes word processing, web page editing, personal accounting, web browsing, Calendar, Addressbook, File Manager, Spreadsheet, Vector Imaging Outliner, Video, Audio, Games, Bitmap, Image Imaging, blah, 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 networking crap. It looks pretty good. It's got its own package manager, which is like GetPup or something, which everything runs off of a GUI. So, I mean, even if you're new to the Linux world, you can use this, because it doesn't seem too difficult. All right, which also can be found, like I said, on DistroWatch. The next one after that...
Wow, we're on three already?
Yeah,
yeah,
nice.
I think I got another one.
Got a machine.
Is called Bonsai Linux. It had a cool name. So
wait, Bonsai Linux or Bonsai Buddy?
Bonsai Linux.
Okay, good.
It might come with Bonsai Buddy.
Oh, God.
No, it doesn't. Bonsai Linux is around... Let me check the image size. But it's not a bootable. Alright, yeah, it's 187 megabytes for the ISO, which is pretty tiny, considering it's a Linux distribution. It's based off of Debian. I think it's based off of the Woody section of Debian. I haven't really installed it because of finals. Thank God they're over. I finished all my finals, ladies and gentlemen, so I'm back. And, I don't know, it's running Debian, so if you've used Debian in the past, I guess this is an easier install. Probably using an Anaconda-based installer. It comes with KDE, blah, blah, blah. It's also in a German, for the German listeners out there. I'm sorry, this is a really crappy distro I'm doing, like what I'm saying anyway. And I don't know, it seems pretty interesting. I never really looked into it, but that's what I'm getting off the website. Do I have another
one? You're just reading a website link. Come on, you noob.
Oh, and this other one, which I also found today, which looks pretty awesome because of a friend of mine. You guys know Godsmoke?
Yes.
Yeah, he was talking to me. He was doing some forensic stuff to make some quick cash. Seems pretty cool. And what I looked up after that was this Linux called Helix Linux. And it's a full Linux distribution, probably like 500 megabytes. It's a forensics-type Linux distribution. Got window managers. Let's see what the documents tells me about this thing. All right, the documents section is coming soon. So I can't cheat and just read off of a website. But what's pretty cool about it, it's used for data recovery and whatever other fun stuff you do with forensics, I don't really know. But it runs on top of Windows, which I think is a pretty cool feature. I've never seen that before on a Linux distribution that would actually run on top of Windows while you're running in Windows. And they have pictures of it, and I was like, wow, that's pretty awesome.
The only sad part is if it BSLDs on you, you're BSLD on your Linux distro, too. Okay.
Yeah, that sucks. Oh, Helix Linux is built off of Nopix. All right, so it's a live CD. You learn that one. And it comes with XFCE as its window manager.
Nice.
Yeah, and it comes with a lot of interesting programs. Probably also some maybe pen testing programs as well, like the WAPIX distribution. All right, I think that's all I have so far.
So
come
far.
Back to me later in the day, and I'll probably have a couple more.
You know what, that's probably true. And I'll take you up on that offer, too. But as for now, we'll move on.
What is it? Mm. Huh? Hey,
did I miss
go.
Something?
Yeah. Oh. Alcoholism.
Oh, okay.
nothing serious.
Yes. Anyway, that theme means it's the news section of BaseNet Radio. In this section, we will be discussing news from this past week in the tech and computer industries, as well as any other news we find relevant to the general idea of hacking. We try to vary our sources, so you may hear something on the show that you may not have heard elsewhere. Also, if you would like to be a BaseNet correspondent, simply send us an email with an audio attachment of yourself doing a report on something of your interest. It can be anything from reading and commenting on tech news to reporting on an interesting hack. Anyway, this first story that we have seems to be the Witty Worm.
The Witty Worm?
The Witty Worm, yes.
Is it that witty?
I don't know, I saw this on Security Focus. It infected more than 12,000 servers a year ago, came from a single computer in Europe, and used a U.S. military's base's vulnerable system to kickstart the epidemic, according to an analysis released by three researchers this week. Kind of interesting stuff. A U.S. military base's vulnerable systems.
That's what they get. Windows.
Yeah.
Linux isn't certifiable, supposedly.
Yeah. Well... Oh, well.
But anyway, what's up with the Witty? Is it waking back up? Is that the one that was scheduled to return?
No, it's just that the report came out this week, and it's just an article saying, okay, yeah, I just found it interesting that the U.S. military base was had vulnerable systems that a worm was able to get through, let alone just one person trying to figure a way into it. A worm made its way in. So that was kind of interesting. They got to start securing their boxes if they're
going to run a country.
Okay. Militaries don't run countries. Oh, wait. Who am I kidding? all right. Who's next?
All right.
I got something that I was talking to Slick about earlier. He seems to know more about it than me. But Netscape 8 disabled XML rendering capabilities in Internet Explorer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go for it, Slick.
I have stuff on that, too. But go on.
Yeah. I think everybody saw that this week. But I don't know that much more than the headline says, but it seems that when you install Netscape on a Windows box, you can't use Internet Explorer. It disables something somehow.
It disables XML in Internet Explorer, so any XML-based site is broken. Now,
right.
I hate pop-ups. I gotta install FlashBlock. Now, what happens is you have two options. You can either run Netscape as your primary browser,
right,
or you can use Internet Explorer. But in order to use Internet Explorer, you gotta go through this process. Step one, uninstall Netscape. Step two, go to a command line. Step three, get to regedit. Delete a plug, a key inside local machine, what is it? HK local machine, software, Microsoft, IE, plugin extension, and the keys for XML. Now, why would installing Netscape drop a key in the Internet Explorer registry cake section? I have no idea. But for some reason, it does.
So why can't you just delete that key?
Every time you run Netscape, it recreates the key.
Okay.
People tried that already.
But isn't that how most spyware and adware works through the IE registry?
Right, mm-hmm. It's kind of funny.
So why would you even want a key of yours using Internet Explorer's...
I don't know why Netscape decided to do this. They owned by AOL, so I'm not shocked.
Yeah, they do some stupid shit, don't they?
This is the reason that Netscape lost its share in the browser market years ago. Horrible programming.
Yeah. Anyway, Mozilla's readying its alpha release of a Firefox upgrade. It would be 1.1. Should be available soon, so keep looking out for that anyway.
As a matter of fact, developers should be getting it this coming weekend. And it should be available for open beta sometime next week. I already had stuff on that, too. The cool thing is that supposedly this new one should have an auto-updating feature, so you don't have to constantly go grab the latest version.
Oh, that's good. That's nice.
Let's hope that's in there. And, of course, it's an alpha, so don't expect it to be stable. And it's pretty much just so developers can start making extensions for the new release when that comes out.
Right.
That's pretty much it.
That's good.
Next victim.
Next victim. Who's got next?
Let's see. Okay, do we want to go with real stuff or funny stuff? Save the funny stuff for later.
Funny real stuff?
Do funny stuff now.
Funny stuff now. Okay. UK company launches in-car toilet.
What?
Exactly. Okay. This company, the Indie Pod, it's called. So it's the latest iPod. And, and it's made by Bromsgrove-based Daycar. It's aimed at people with bowel and bladder problems. As we're chugging them down here. okay.
I'm still trying to catch up on this.
Okay.
Go on.
So, it's a chemical toilet, which is housed in an inflatable bubble that you power from the car's cigarette lighter. Okay, the bubble is big enough for two people.
Okay.
Wait. A toilet big enough for two people. Okay, I would only want
to be
on it.
This is starting to get scary.
Yeah. Okay. So, in my opinion, it's not going to be the Mile High Club anymore. It's going to be the Mile Per Hour Club. but they say that, like, since it's aimed at people with, like, bladder issues and young children, they say you can have a parent with their kid or maybe the disabled person with someone to help them in there. To test this...
Hey, wait, 600 miles an hour down the...
To show the potential of the IndiePod, the daycare did a 7-day trip from John O'Groats to the southern tip of Italy without getting out of the car.
Why would they do that to people?
Okay.
They use the disabled person in this test?
When it's not in use, you can fold it up, and it folds into a bag about the size of a suitcase, 8 kilograms.
With the crap in it?
Yes, probably. Okay.
Here's my question. Does it flush?
Okay. Okay. So it's a chemical toilet. So supposedly there's chemicals in it that break down waste into. This is in the thing, in quotes actually, in a sweet-smelling, inoffensive liquid, which can be disposed of at the end of the journey.
Sweet-smelling.
It says, yes, sweet-smelling. There is no residual smell in the vehicle once the Indipod has been used, and that one sachet of chemicals is enough for one person's use for about 8 days. So, see, I mean, I don't think we can guarantee the no-smell thing after Slick's Taco Bell trip, but I don't know.
Oh, man, three minutes after he started eating 8 days, right.
Yeah, so, if there's a... It says, since it's a bubble, if there's crap in your trunk anyway, it will expand around it and occupy the empty space.
Nice.
Not literal crap, figurative crap. And then, yeah, if you don't want to use it, you just unplug the thing from the cigarette adapter and you pack it away.
Yeah. This is the most disturbing thing.
I love BBC News' website. Personally, I love it. It's one of my favorite places to get news.
Where else can you see 42 midgets get slaughtered by a tiger?
That was interesting.
What?
And what was the other one?
That? That was last week's episode. But anyway. Yeah, that was awesome. I think that...
And I think another one, going along with, you know, how we always like to talk about the robots that are going to rule the world?
Yes.
Well, now we have robots to help out blind shoppers in supermarkets.
Uh-oh.
It personally looks like a piece of crap. It looks like one of them old... When you're a little kid, you have those plastic lawnmowers that blows the bubbles.
Yes.
It looks like one of those with a barcode reader and a laptop attached to it and a high handle.
I want to steal one.
Excuse me.
Oh, sorry.
So pretty much, it's for blind people.
And you guys are telling me I have gas.
I'm burping. Come on, that's better than...
Okay.
Okay, let's stop with the toilet.
Okay.
Now.
Okay. So it's made to. It has like a crap. What's the word?
As
radio
crap,
frequency.
Right.
Yeah, you have identification tags that go like on the shelves where things are.
RFID. Yay.
And it knows like, oh, there's cheese over there. So if they want cheese, it goes there. And then you scan with the barcode and it can tell you like the price of all that crap. And so.
Now here's a question.
Yes.
The important question. Now, you know how they're going to put RFID on everything?
Yeah.
You know how you have a big supermarket and everyone has stuff, right?
No, there's going to be RFID for sections.
I know.
Yeah.
Check this out. Now, let's say... Let's say the you're taking the robot, you told it you want, let's say, a block of cheese, right?
Yeah.
And you start walking by the dairy section, and it gets the tag, okay, there's dairy in this direction. He grabs it out of someone's shopping cart and puts it into...
There's Braille. Braille tags.
Braille tags?
Braille tags.
What, on the shelf?
Yeah.
For
probably
the...
by where the price is going to be. They're going to be Braille tags. And also has a laser range finder to avoid collisions. Because how funny would it be to have two blind people out in the little in the car as they crash into each other?
Here's a question. Here's a small question. Who went to a store and picked up something and he just... tossed it somewhere,
That's where there's a barcode reader that you could scan it. Because you need to know how much everything costs, because there's a store brand, which is uber cheap, and then there's a name brand, which is like $5 more. So, yeah, well, not five, that's exaggeration. $1 more, $2 more.
More or less.
So they have those, which you can use. I guess it like the new self-checkout things, it tells you the price. So.
Anyway.
So that's that.
I found a good site for you, Morbid.
Really?
An excellent site.
Rotten.com? Rotten.com.
No, not Rotten.com. Not Tub Girl.
Lemonparty.org, I think.
Not Goatsy.cx.
No, Lemonparty.
Lemonparty.
What's with all these websites?
Come on, D-Mad.
Have you been looking?
You own all of them. Are you actually loading all those websites right now, D-Mad?
Good job. Would you like that?
I saw that one on 4chan a while back.
Anyway,
didn't know where that was from. Thanks.
Oh, 4chan. Sorry.
Anyway, okay. I have a news article. It's something Morbid would like.
Mm-hmm.
It's not any of that stuff.
Okay.
It is the table of equivalents/replacements of Windows software in Linux. Oh. And it's a huge, long table of anything you could possibly do with Windows and all Linux equivalents.
That's really so nice.
Very nice. The link would be, tiny URL it, but...
Because that's what kept me so long out of Linux, because...
I think everyone should have this.
Because there's so many stuff that I use, which I just was like, it's too much of a hassle to find what I can use to
put it in the chat room. I'll find the URL and I'll put it up.
It's, okay, it's... I'll link it to you now then. But yeah, it's pretty cool stuff.
Thank you.
And it is in the chat. Okay. And let's see, yeah, it's got everything. Email clients, web browsers, everything you would do for networking. It's got what other sections? I have to scroll down since it's one long website.
Yay, Russian!
Desktop system software, that's section 3. Where'd section 2 go? Oh, work with files, so file management type utilities and... anything that allows you stuff like that. Virtual CD. What's a virtual CD?
I don't know.
Oh, I guess for...
Mounting CDs.
Yeah.
Like ISOs and stuff.
Alcohol and stuff.
It's like they have a few things for Windows and Linux. It's virtual CD kernel module and mount -o loop my CD ISO to mount CD-ROM. It's just like, you know, the simple command right there. What else do we got? I'm scrolling down for the next section. Multimedia, 4.2, where'd 4 go? I'm just skimming this so quickly.
Ooh, antiviruses.
Yeah, it's got a lot of fun stuff.
I've never actually used one in Linux. I never really needed one.
Yeah, I know. For now.
Shush.
All right, I got it.
HTML. Oh, and they have it in other
Everyone
languages
wants to
also.
Check this out while we're talking. It's tinyurl.com, obviously, /D3JPS.
Alright.
Should have said that's low enough. Hopefully everyone will pick it up. And you can just check it out. Long list of junk on there.
And they do have it in 5 additional languages.
Oh, great.
Yeah, they have it in Russian, Italian, Spanish, French, and German, as well as the default English.
Wow, this is pretty badass.
It is. They got a lot of stuff on there.
I like
and,
the...
is this linked to the actual site?
The peer-to-peer is just like been raped when you convert it over. Damn.
Oh my god, I love you. No, they have MATLAB. I need MATLAB for my,
are you
my
serious?
Next...
They actually have that? They have the equivalent? Where?
Just search for MATLAB. Holy shit, now I don't have to use Windows for MATLAB.
Nice.
Slick, you rock. Multivariable calculus, here I come.
No, anyway, no speaking of a lot of people...
back when I was in school, I could have used it, but... Okay.
Well, they also have a bunch of alternatives. Scilab, Octave, York.
Anyway.
Great. MATLAB.
Speaking of all this open source stuff and alternatives and whatnot, there's a possibility that the open source GPL rewrite may be on the fast track to getting done.
Finally.
Yeah, well, the last revision, GPL version 2, was in 91.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a long time ago. In a galaxy. I'm not even going to finish that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, you know... I can't believe they changed that for the movie. They changed the beginning.
Wait, what? It's really hot in here.
What are you talking about?
You know I'm joking. Anyway.
Morocco.
Wait a minute. It's really hot in here?
Yes.
What's going on?
It's usually freezing.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
It's summer.
Summer? Oh, okay.
Alcohol?
The alcohol.
Yeah.
Alcohol.
Alcohol.
Okay.
Alcohol.
So that's what's different. Alcoholism.
Yeah, Houston, we have bucket.
Okay. So.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. Anybody? Actually, me and
what?
Morbid were talking about this yesterday.
Are we supposed to air then?
What? Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt the whole thing. I signed up for a new Rant Radio newsletter.
Okay.
And aside from all the other news that, you know, very useful stuff that's being in this newsletter, it says, BaseNet Radio, Tuesdays at 5:30 p.m.
Yes.
That's the
PST.
Yeah.
Pacific Standard.
Pacific Standard Time. And FYI for you Rant Radio listeners that absolutely hate us at this point. BaseNet Radio on Tuesdays at 5:30 Pacific Standard. All right, carry on. Sorry.
Or 8:30 Eastern.
That's right.
Yep.
Or some much other shit in between.
No, there's a lot of good stuff on Rant. I listen to that.
Oh, yeah, I love Rant Radio.
I know Slay does. I don't know if Echo does.
Listener.
I think he does.
What? Huh?
You listen to Rant, right?
Every once in a while I listen to internet radio. I don't know. I get lazy. I don't listen to streams because it's like when I watch TV at like 8:30. Like, my show's on! And
Rant TV.
Rant TV?
Yeah,
there's Rant TV, man.
Bro, don't yell at me. I don't care.
Okay, so...
How can you not watch Rant TV?
Hurt you.
No, we're not trying to get light man. Here. We're just that, you know, we actually enjoy rant.
Anything. Yeah, that's like we wanted to be on there in the first place.
Sorry, moving on.
Yes, moving on.
Sorry.
All right, you guys keep talking. I'm gonna just install my gun driver so I can get the shit for you.
Okay. As I was starting on before, me and Morbid were talking about this yesterday. Blue LEDs.
I like them. They're pretty.
They are pretty.
A lot of people are starting not to.
Why?
Because just think about it on all the consumer gear that's been released within the past 5 years when they were made more cheaply available. It's just been like the brightest thing. It could like light up your room if you have it on like a piece of gear. Say you're watching a DVD, you have your home theater system set up.
Mm-hmm.
You're watching the movie, and three blue dots and a blue display.
Yep, annoying.
It would be annoying, and those things are friggin' bright.
Well, I don't know. I have my Palm Pilot, and the cradle has the green. The light there that says it's linked up, and that's fucking bright as all hell.
Mm-hmm. Well, green is bright, but compare it to blue.
I like blue.
All right, wait, here's
it's
the
piercing.
Problem.
Blue is piercing.
The problem is not the color. It's the luminosity of the LEDs. That seems to be the problem here. You're complaining that they're bright.
That's true.
No one's complaining that the color hurts. You're saying it's bright as hell.
It's piercing.
The luminosity is about the same as the green or the red.
So get a lower luminosity LED.
They should start manufacturing the gear with that, because... I mean, what are you going to do to... People, like this article right here from Wired, says that somebody ended up taping cardboard over their computer case so the room wouldn't, like, glow.
Yeah. I love that blue glow.
The thing is, you get used to it eventually. It's like all the ambient noise around. You get used to it, and then when it's gone, you don't
miss
know what
it.
To do.
People right. don't want to have
to
deal.
This way. When I charge this, my... You know, MP3 player.
Yeah.
Big bright light on the LCD display comes up. So
I always
my solution.
That.
Turn it over.
That's what I do. Yeah.
It's great. It works.
Yeah.
But it's annoying because you can still see it seeping out from underneath. Sometimes I put paper on it. You know, everyone does this.
Yeah.
Except Morb, who's looking at me like he's gonna kill me.
Why do people keep saying that today?
I don't know. You got that look.
No, because you want to get the hell out of here. Because you care about your family so much.
I don't care about my family. It's just I care about the food that's going to be there.
Morb's family, he doesn't mean that.
They don't listen.
I kid because I love.
Oh, beef on the barbecue, please don't hurt, don't hate me.
Exactly, it's the food I care about. I'm still a college student at heart.
Next news story?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Lots of them.
I was like, well, know what the hell that was.
Yeah, you're pointing around like you're losing.
Let me grab something at random. Earthlink!
Uh-oh.
Yes. Good news from Earthlink.
Oh.
Until the end of July, they're offering people cheap-ass PCs if they get dial-up. As
Whoa.
A promotion to get, you know...
Yeah, a lot of places do that.
Yeah. They sell you a home PC for $69. That's really, really cheap.
What does it have? Yeah.
It's crap, I'm sure. It's by...
Windows 3.1.1 for recruits.
There are two positive points. One, it's really cheap, so... If you have, like, a grandmother or someone who just wants to get online or something...
But they think
an option.
That... And they think computers are the demon spawn.
Hey, hold on. Here's the good part. The computers come with either Windows or Linux.
Oh.
Hey.
Wow. For $69, you can introduce, like, your grandparent to...
Now, do they have a really cheap laptop?
$399.
What brand?
Micro some shit.
As long as it's not Comcrap.
No, it's not. It's okay. Give me 1 second. I can bring up that name for you.
Okay.
That wasn't the right story. Yeah. That's why I'm.
While you're looking for that, I'll go on to this. BitTorrent thing that's causing a lot of issues with file sharing now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, with Star Wars, a bunch of places got shut down. But I don't care about that. Mm-hmm. Now the guy who made BitTorrent, the original one, he set up a search for it now. So to make it really easy to find files, you go to his. You go to his website, BitTorrent.com.
Oh, okay. That's easy enough.
And it...
Oh, he changed it?
He changed it. So you just go to his website, and the thing that's there is a search bar. Yeah, there's of course, introduction, news, documentation, donate, of course.
Body, 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 blah.
Yeah, but there... And
holy shit. You're right.
And I type in Naruto... And it tells me all different places to download it.
Naruto.
And it's at 268. So that's an issue with like torrents. Like a lot of times you don't know a good place to find specific stuff. And
now you do, because it's got BitTorgle or something.
BitTorgle. And supposedly he's relied on... we all know that he relied on donations before to make money. But supposedly what he's going to do now... it's a commercial offering from his company called BitTorrent. He used to rely on donations. Is being supported now by sponsored links. So he's kind of... I guess people didn't like donating things. I know I personally gave a penny, but...
nice.
Because I originally thought the message that came up was like, when it asks you if you have donated, yes, I thought it was, would you like to donate? Because I don't like to read things through, so I'd always hit the no button, and it would bring me to the donate page. So I'd be like...
It's a phone call.
If I click no, if I donate a penny, maybe it will stop doing it. But it kept doing it, and then I actually had to read the whole thing. Okay, yeah. But so this is a cool thing, search engine, so you can actually find all your torrents in a nice, simple spot.
All right, so
that's nice.
So what's the web address? Just bittorrent.com?
BitTorrent.com. And now they have a beta 4.1.1 with trackerless support and internationalization, which...
I like this.
Which app? Yes.
Nice.
I'm gonna check it out. It's cool stuff.
Sexy.
Anyone else? More stuff?
Is everybody just starting to use my bandwidth right now for tracking?
No.
Okay. And okay.
I'm sorry. I just really need to get that episode.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. I'm kidding. The podcast in his like past couple months has become a big thing.
What's podcasting?
I don't know. Never heard of it.
Neither have I.
Yeah, but supposedly it's a big thing. So now the, of course, since it's popular and the big players jump on the bandwagon, the next version of iTunes is going to support podcasts.
What do they mean by support?
What? I mean,
maybe you could probably,
it automatically downloads shows that are on RSS feeds.
I guess, yeah. For podcasts are downloadable radio shows that can be, I'm quoting here, that can be created and listened to by anyone. Free programs have been able to do this already, but Apple says iTunes will have this function built in with the next version, which is going to be out within 60 days.
Fun.
And there will now be an easy way for everyone to find and subscribe to podcasts. So kind of big corporation is now jumping on that.
Yippee.
Yeah. But I don't know if that's good or bad.
Well,
didn't work for me.
The good thing is the fact that it's getting out there. The bad thing may be the fact that once something is out and big, people try to regulate.
Yep.
Unfortunately, that's usually how it goes, but... Oh, well. Yes. Oh, I mentioned that already.
There.
Okay, I'm, like, randomly clicking tabs here trying to get a news article.
I'm sorry, I'm working on Linux distributions.
Here's one that I read, and I liked it. Windows is rapidly approaching desktop usability.
Oh, from this distance, I thought it said dial-up security. And I was going to be like, they're behind the times, dude.
Yeah, that just does us a bit slow, yeah.
Anyway, this is a very funny article. It's that was on NewsForge. It's pretty much, it goes, you know how, like, every now and then you see an article, Linux slowly reaching desktop usability and whatnot, stuff like that. This guy wrote an article, it's all factual, too, about how Microsoft is getting close to Linux as far as desktop usability. The other way around.
Whatever.
And they're saying a lot of fun stuff, like, let's see, the video blanking hassles. His 15-inch LCD wouldn't work on the Windows install. He had to plug in a CRT monitor, get it to install with that, and then put in his own, because it would just mess up on the display.
Yay.
But frame buffer support in the Linux kernel, by default on any of their installs, works without a hitch.
Mm-hmm.
So that's... interesting stuff. Also, XP networking is not for amateurs. Because, they mean, like, you could buy, like, a specific network card, plug it into Windows, and it won't work. You'd have to download the driver, upgrade for it.
Yeah, firmware, all that jazz.
Yeah, when the driver's already in the kernel. So, he named specific things, though.
Don't even get started on the 64-bit version of Windows with no driver support at all.
Oh, God. I can only imagine.
I can't wait. I want it. I want it hardcore.
You want to build your own drivers, Echo.
Anyway, it's a, there's one section that says where Windows XP shines. It's probably the smallest section here.
What does it actually say about
it? Shines?
Yeah, seriously.
There are thousands
That's
of
only when you hold the CD up to the light, right?
It says there are thousands of third-party applications available for Windows XP that have no direct Linux equivalents. For people with specialized software needs and deep pockets, this wealth of Windows third-party software makes it an excellent operating system choice. For those with simpler software needs, the problems and costs associated with Windows XP argue against the switch from GNU Linux unless Microsoft radically changes its pricing and licensing structure and manages to make it its premier operating system install easily on common everyday hardware.
So they finally put into text what we've been saying this whole show. As long as the show's been around.
Yeah, well, there are some... you know what? I think Linux and Windows are about... at the same point.
No.
Why?
Well, if you go Windows for more software availability, Linux for more stability.
Yeah, but you got...
They're at the same point, but at different strengths.
They're different things. Yeah, they have different strengths.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, at this point, the way I look at it, you have gaming and application availability
For Windows.
Windows on that, hands down.
Now, Linux, you have security... stability. You also have like
customizability.
Customizability development is, I think, a lot easier.
But you have to also think: does the average user care or know about that?
That's the problem.
That's the thing. So
now, here's the thing: Linux is fine for your everyday average user. I know that at this point.
Yeah, it is. But the thing, because I jumped to it and
I had my sister running it.
I haven't actually had an issue since I started caring.
Right.
The problem is, I know what you're getting at, the problem is the people that want to do more, and they want to do certain things. Like, my brothers, I know, they're gamers. They're not going to move to Linux as much as I give them the NotPetya CD, as much as I install it on their hard drive. They're not going to do it. They got to play their Counter-Strike, they got to play their Guild Wars, you know, so on and so forth. I mean, we program, at least some of us do some sort of programming.
Right, you know.
In Windows, if you're not doing HTML or any sort of web-based programming, for the most part, you have to download a compiler. I mean, GCC's there for me. It makes me happy. And I mean, I don't think any of us are hardcore gamers except Morbid, who plays his Xbox all the time.
Yeah, I don't really do PC games much anymore.
Exactly. You've moved on. You've learned, you know. Yeah. Computers are more than just games.
Well, it doesn't hurt every once in a while.
No, every now and then it's nice, but I got my emulators for consoles.
Right, and you play Cube? Do you play Cube?
No, I don't play Cube.
Ooh, Cube is good. You should play Cube.
Okay, I'll look that. Okay.
Dead air. Yes, no.
Okay.
All right. I found the name of the company.
Okay.
Sorry if it took me so long. My link was broken, but I found it anyway. It's Microtel. Who the hell is that? I don't know. But Microtel is the one releasing $69.99 PC or $399 laptop. Don't have enough information on here. There was no link to their stupid page. You have to sign a 1-year contract with Earthlink
to get the PCs. I wonder what a clone. What a clone is. What? It is a clone of...
what, the PC?
Dell.
Probably a Dell or crappy... probably an E-Machine or something. But I'll look into it. I'll have more information as soon as I can find their website, because it looks like it's either down or...
Doesn't exist.
Don't have it. Right, exactly. Yeah. But I will find it.
Okay. Anyway, CIA.
They're fun.
Absolutely. They play cyber war games.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Wouldn't they? I mean, it only makes sense.
The CIA is running a cyber war game this week designed to test how effective authorities would be in withstanding an orchestrated hacking attack.
Unfortunately, what they discovered was that half the representatives in the game ended up wasting too much time playing Bejeweled. And
I mean, how many orchestrated attacks really exist nowadays?
Yeah, it's mostly just...
It only happens when there's an Ericsson... Elephant mineral. shipping.
No, but seriously, orchestrated attacks happen all the time. It's one person at a computer telling thousands of zombie bots what to do.
True.
Those thousands of zombie bots are an orchestra.
No, that is true.
But I know what they're trying to say. I know what they're trying to say by what they mean by orchestrated attack. They mean by multiple people working together to get into one specific thing.
Cookie.
Or everything.
Type cookie. God. Anyway, yeah. So that's they're hacking each other.
Cool. That's kind of fun, actually.
Yeah,
I wouldn't mind getting paid to break into Echo's box.
So it's not that hard, trust me.
But getting paid for it is the shit.
Here's something that we won't like.
What's that?
HP and Microsoft are working right now on... On Friday, they're working to roll out a platform to help governments establish a national identity system. National ID tracking systems. The HP National Identity System is based on Microsoft's .NET platform. So, it won't work half the time, so that's fine. According to releases from the companies, it goes beyond simple secure identification and authentication, giving government ID systems the ability to be used to access e-government services and to conduct secure transactions on behalf of citizens. You know, I don't want the government doing anything on behalf of me, first of all.
The RDR.
Yeah, it's... The Real ID Act, that was... Didn't I mention that?
Yeah, I saw that. Did that actually pass?
Yeah. Like, a week and a half ago or something.
I don't listen to the news because I find...
It wasn't on the news.
Well, I find most news bullshit anyway because they sensationalize it.
It was unanimous, dude.
And if something's sensationalized, then it's not actually newsworthy.
Yeah.
I just gave you a little name of something that you should probably listen to, or would be probably interested in listening to.
Ah. I know that. Anyway, yes, I already read that again.
That was close.
Never mind.
Okay.
Microsoft fixes flaw in Xbox website.
What? There's no flaws in the Xbox website. What?
The Xbox is riddled with flaws, be it its website or its console. I can't wait to see the new one.
I know, note the sarcasm in your voice.
Yeah. Who said...
There are no flaws.
There are... Yeah. Anyway.
I just want to see the Xbox 360 come with monkeys.
It does have support for burned DVDs, though.
Can I get on?
But does it have monkeys? Go on.
Or am I just going to be interrupted left and right until the end of the show? Okay.
It's like there are no
Yo,
flaws.
Fuck off. And don't cut me. Microsoft fixes flaw in Xbox website. I'll start from the beginning again. The first sentence. A security company often at odds with Microsoft said Wednesday it had identified a vulnerability in the Redmond, Washington-based developer's Xbox website that could be used by phishers to Shanghai personal information. This bug called a cross-scripting vulnerability affected Microsoft's Xbox 360 site, where gamers can get a sneak peek at the upcoming console's features. According to FinJan Software, the vulnerability could let phishers harvest such things as email addresses and credit card numbers. FinJan told Microsoft of its findings last week. Microsoft quickly modified the site to eliminate the vulnerability. How come they don't do that with their OS, quickly modifying it to...
Because it's video games, and they're probably run by someone better than the OS. The head of the department probably actually knows what the hell he's
doing. You mean the webmaster?
The head of the department wants the game to work.
Yeah, because they know they have to compete with Sony as opposed to where Windows has to compete with no one. Actually, so they actually have to kind of...
For now.
...be efficient.
I actually think the webmasters for the Microsoft pages...
Mm-hmm.
Everybody always thinks of Microsoft.com as, like, the first target they would hit. If they were, like, the new trying to hack a website, deface... Mm-hmm. But yet, their site never changes. You never hear of any defacements of Microsoft. Not commonly. And when there is, it would be big news.
All their money probably goes into that.
whoever does their web security and whatnot does good.
Hopefully.
Why can't they have, like, that same kind of quality in their OS or in any of their other products? God only knows.
Because everyone else probably succumbed to the whole money over... The money where it doesn't matter issue.
I mean, did you hear about their other side project?
No.
Nope. Do I want to?
Maybe. It's Microsoft's Beach server.
Did you say beach?
Speech.
Or speech? Oh, I thought you said beach.
They're trying to break into the voice over IP market. You know, how everybody else and their mom has. AOL has, for Christ's sakes.
They do?
They have voice over IP crap for AOL. Anyway, the live communication server, or the Office Communicator 2005 integrated voice over IP, is the messaging client, which it comes with. Should be available soon. It's this huge, you know, BS. It's just, come on, a box that has voice over IP capability. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of Asterisk?
I've heard of that.
PBX, other stuff.
You use that, don't you?
Yes. And there's other stuff you can use. Skype, voice over IP on your box. Do you really need a server to control everything? Are they trying to create a virtual PBX?
I don't know.
Version of Windows? That scares me.
That does scare me.
Well, will people buy into it?
Well, yeah. Of course. Because people who... This is the sad part. After working in the company for a long while, the people who make the decision on what to buy...
Don't know what they're talking about.
No clue as to what the hell this stuff does.
Yeah.
They just see profit margins and cost saving. And support contracts and stuff. But anyway, that's besides the point.
Anyway, Novell Linux. Announcements point to possible future of Novell Education. A couple of weeks ago, we were... I'm obviously reading an article here. A couple of weeks ago, we were speculating about the possibilities of a certified Novell engineer educational track for Open Enterprise Server. I mentioned the possibility of somehow combining the Network 6 with CNE with the certified Linux engineer certification Novell offers for SUSE Linux. NetWare and SUSE are the two components of OES. Yeah. Well, it seems that they're going to try to make another Linux certification deal, kind of like a RHC.
Like Linux Plus and stuff?
Yeah, Linux Plus. Exactly. They even mentioned the CompTIA's thing. Yeah, but Linux Plus, I don't know how much more that is, since they also do A Plus and
N Plus. I want to get my Linux Plus.
What was that?
I want to get my Linux Plus. I have my A Plus.
You had absolutely no problem getting a Linux Plus cert.
Really? I haven't looked. I have the Test King.
Oh.
I haven't even looked at it yet.
Yeah.
I remember something the link you sent me about, from Slash, about the school system.
Okay.
The school's open office.
Oh, yes. I actually didn't have the...
I have that. Wait, no. That's research in open office. I don't think it's the same thing.
No, but pretty much there was this school that,
like Minnesota or something?
It was somewhere. I don't remember exactly where. But it had... It was using open office for 2 years. And was it 2 years? Yes, it was two years. And it was... What are you doing?
Nothing, go.
You're throwing me
he's
off.
He's conducting.
Yeah. I see him waving his hand. I'm thinking he's trying to, like...
Pretty much what they did, they decided to see if it would save money to use OpenOffice instead of Microsoft.
Wouldn't it?
And what happened, so they decided, they used it, they're using it, and on maybe the PCs in their library and maybe something else. And they, after the, over the course of 2 years, every PC... In the school is open office. All the administrators, only like a couple like top level administrators who don't know what they're doing don't use it.
Right.
So pretty much, and now they, at the beginning of the school years, they have a presentation explaining to the new students that come in, all the students, whatever, the benefits of using open office as opposed to Microsoft Office. And they have free CDs to give out to the students, tease them. And they even explain the fact that OpenOffice has better support for previous versions of Microsoft Office than the new versions of Office do.
That's true. That is true.
So I thought that's cool. School systems are starting to do it, and they're trying to push the students to use it. More students use it. And, you know, if they like it, they'll tell people about it. I just think it's a very positive thing. I mean, I know we try to avoid slash dot stuff now. But I thought that was a good thing to bring up.
I see no reason why not.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool stuff. So it is easy to switch.
Yeah.
You see?
You save money.
It's actually better because OpenOffice is one program. You just bring it down and open what you want. You don't have to look for where Excel or Access or any other crap is. So, whatever.
Yeah.
Continue
on what? Yeah. Well, I have to thank Morbid for that. He picked up so quickly after, like, I got thrown off by something. My brain blanked and I didn't know where to go, but thank you.
Right.
Oh, there's another thing for Thing. Using computer stores to spread open office.
What?
It has a question mark up about it. Because I live in a small city with about 4 or 5 computer stores, and most of them, personally, none of these stores offer open office. I guess it's trying to ask how you can get stores. Yeah, but the thing is, a lot of people don't go to, like, they go to the store and they'd be like, I need an office program. Not everyone knows you can just go online and
grab one.
Yeah,
they figured it's illegal,
and they figure a lot of this stuff, if they need it, it will come with the computer.
Right.
Which
is a problem with Windows in general. When you get Windows, you get Notepad, WordPad, and that's it, isn't it?
Paint.
You get Paint.
Yes, Paint.
You can't type in Paint.
iPod. Yeah,
you can.
Well,
not as a text document. No.
Oh, never mind. This is a question mark. Never mind.
I was joking.
Anyway, yeah, and with a Linux distribution like Red Hat, for example, to be the worst one, you get 4 CDs worth of stuff. And pretty much everything you'll ever want and or not want.
Yeah, the Fedora install is 4 CDs. Mandrake is 3, I believe. But
nasty.
All right, so is everybody done with any other, or do they have any important news that they have to finish up on?
One last cool, quick thing. It's nothing major. Skype is going to release a voiceover WLAN phone that auto connects to networks and allows you to do voiceover IP.
Okay.
Anything else?
Anything else?
Okay, just one quick thing. They saved over $100,000 in the process when converted 110 Windows NT machines. Open
Office. Okay, that's good. All right, well, next section time. But we played that music already. It must be the other distro.
Yay.
He said yay this time, not fuck you.
Yeah, I've actually, I've come to redeem myself. I did 3 really crappy distro of the weeks earlier. I mean, the distros were good, just my speeches were bad on them. This other Linux, I'm actually using it, so I actually know what's going on. It's really nice looking. I'm
impressed.
I'm a little
thing. We were actually fiddling with it earlier. I was trying to have him do stuff on it.
Yeah, that's why I wasn't talking at all. This Linux distro is called Feather Linux. You can find it off DistroWatch. It is another one of my live bootable CDs that I enjoy using because they're so much easier to download when I'm here. Downloading a 700 megabyte ISO in an hour is not good, and then trying to install it. this is a 50 or so megabyte ISO. Comes running with, I believe this is Fluxbox.
Yeah, that looks like Flux to me.
Looks like it's either Fluxbox or Blackbox.
It's using NYC, look. Can you just minimize this real quick? It's me. Yes. It's what I'm running.
Oh, you are running that?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh,
it's the exact same one.
And this is actually really nifty. I mean, this is everything you're going to need to run a Linux distribution. It comes with word processing, music, VNC. Holy shit. I mean, I need VNC on my computers.
What box
because
comes with VNC?
I've never seen it. And I mean, when I use my computers, I have VNC running all over the place. So, you know, I'm lazy. I'm going to run 5 computers from my laptop because I'm a lazy motherfucker who doesn't want to get up. It comes with Firefox. Holy crap. That's awesome. You know, it's not running like Conqueror or anything. And it's got a lot of great programs. It's got Kismet. Holy crap.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it comes with Kismet. It comes with a lot of programs that you're going to use for internet. I mean, I guess these guys seem to know what they're doing. You know, they're giving you programs you're going to use. CD players. They have a lot of editors. The editors I've seen so far, they don't seem to be, like, real GUI editors. Just editors that, you know, they'll load up in the text. They'll load up in a terminal.
It has a 2.4 kernel, not 2.6.
Does it say it has a 2.4?
Yeah, okay. 2.4, 2.7.
All right, it's got the 2.4 kernel. No big deal. I mean, that's not that big on problems because it has everything you're going to need. It's got all the drivers, most likely.
Yeah, if you want a kernel with problems, just go to 2.6.11.
Yeah.
That's a new one.
Yeah.
Brand spanking new.
Yeah.
It's been brand spanking new for the past months.
Unless you want to get 2.6.12 release candidates.
Wow. Yeah. This also comes with a PPP connector program. That's pretty awesome. I mean, I have
NTS,
no use for it.
It comes to NTS support. NTFS.
Yeah, but you can't
resize
write to it.
Resize support.
You can resize it?
Resize
says?
Support.
Ah,
I'm looking at the thingy right here. And R says reader. Well, that's Firefox.
Yeah. And it's got, I think this is a war dialing program.
War dialer?
Well, nice.
I think so. WV dial. I don't know what that is, but it might be a war dialer or just like a... yeah, it's probably a war dialer.
Yeah. Well, I have a modem right here.
I don't have it set up on my computer. I don't use a modem.
So anything?
I don't know. I think this is it's a Word Island program. It's got Abbey Word. Okay, so it does have like a really GUI text editor that you can use to write doc files.
So what's the name of this again?
Feather
just
Linux.
Got to finish up here.
Feather Linux. You can find it off of DistroWatch. Okay, no, WV dial is just to connect to like internet.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
All right.
And shout to anyone.
Yeah, shouts to everyone at work, because I mentioned I was going to shout you. Anyway?
I got to shout my friend Jerry, because he asked me to earlier as well.
Okay.
I'll give a shout to Nameless, because I'm getting whipped, so.
Okay. Do you mad any shouts?
No.
He never says anything.
Fair enough. Yeah, fair enough.
And Yingwen?
All right. Hell yeah.
And I'll have to shout Rant Radio, of course. This is our first week there. So,
Shout Slade. Shout to Slade, of course, because he took care of all that.
Yeah, I snuck it under the radar.
Thank you, Slade.
Yeah, he didn't even, like, tell us until, like, a week before. Yeah, we're on right now. I'm like, what?
Cool beans.
All right, well, anyway, that concludes this week's BizNet Radio. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you have any questions, comments, or flames, send an email to biznet@slickzero.net. If you're listening to this on either DDP Hack Radio or Rant Radio, up next is Binary Revolution Radio. If not, you're missing out. Check this out.
Later.
Take care,
Peace.
Guys.
Bye. Later.